Hello, everybody. We totally did not get caught surprised by going live. It's the Planet Destiny podcast. Yay!
That's us.
What number is it?
It's everybody. I don't know.
I do.
111.
It is 111. It's the, remember one, that?
111.
Yeah, it's that crispy,
I am the only professional.
Pesky last word 111 shot from way back when, speaking of nostalgia.
There you go.
That's bringing the segue. Yeah.
That's good. It's going to be a nostalgia episode of the podcast. All right, fine. I'll move Classic Link.
God.
Get him out of here.
You move him.
Yeah, they
want
to see
we don't want
you.
Classic Link. We want modern.
Black Link? Modern,
yes.
New Age.
Black Link. Link.
I got you. I got you.
Should I go for the marketing term? Should I go for the marketing term? We want Urban Link.
Urban Link? Yeah, okay.
Yeah,
colored Link? Do you guys have any more stocks of those Amiibos?
Whoa.
I'm here.
Very unfortunately, Bones couldn't join us tonight. He's been hit with plague. He's got a poorly throat, so that's a shame. But
so we replaced him with
last
the
minute,
second most handsome Planet Destiny.
Last minute, Neff has offered to pop in and come and join us. So thank you very much, Neff, for popping in.
Oh, dude, no problem, man. I'm always delighted to join you guys on the podcast.
Thank you very much.
What a guy.
What a guy.
Lord Neff here, as you guys know, a Lord of the Crucible, streams over on the Planet Destiny Twitch page, which you're on right now, so you should know these things.
Yes.
Great guy, man. You know, before we really get formally into things, I don't think I've had a chance to talk to you since the patch went live. What are you thinking of the Crucible right now?
Sad.
Yes.
Wow.
Well, I'm not a unicorn anymore. I'm sad that, like, I was the only one that ran around a sidearm, you know what I mean? And I was pretty good at it, and now every game I go into, there's a Wormwood, at least one, sprinkled with others. But, I mean, overall, I like how the Crucible is changed drastically, you know, but I look at it more like, and I think this is going around on, like, Twitter and stuff, I like that the special is, like a power weapon from like Halo. If you look at it that way, it makes more sense from a Bungie's perspective. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Except for the sidearm, you know, ammo.
Yeah.
Do you find that you win most of your sidearm engagements as the experienced sidearm user, or did you have no skill and sidearms were just secretly OP the whole time?
they were just secretly OP. No, I do find myself like winning most of my engagements. You know, just because, like, it's new to everybody in that sense. I haven't really gauged how far you can shoot with it or slow your pace your shots. But that skill gap is closing quickly. There's a lot. Like, that first week on, Black Shield or whatever, I think I had, like, a 2.8 for the week over, like, 100 games. And I was because the skill gap was large, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But not anymore. Now it's not that good.
I think it's funny how most people who match against you now probably look at this meta whore running side.
I know, right,
now.
Dude? I'm like,
they don't know. They don't realize you've literally had that equipped since sidearms became a thing.
Yeah, yeah. It's been my main for a while.
Beautiful.
The good news is you don't really have to adapt to a new meta.
Yeah, yeah, and that's why, like I was saying, at the top of this, you know, when the skill gap opened up there, I was up top really fast, and then, like I said, it's getting small again. I was like, God, can't be on top forever. It sucks.
Yeah.
Bad.
So what about primaries? Are you still just using the same things you were using beforehand?
Yeah, Mida is still in a fantastic place. I'll switch that with, like, Blind Perdition sometimes.
Really?
You know, I'm trying to switch it up a little bit. I tried auto rifles at first, you know, like, everybody's speculation, you know, was supposed to be like they were going to be great and everything. They really didn't have much of a change. I mean, like, you can hit and kill and, like, maybe one frame faster. So, like, I stick to my Mida, like, a good 85% of the time. Also, I got a really good God rolled palindrome that I've been trying out lately. Good.
Do tell.
Yes. You're speaking Fallout's language.
You speak meta and Fallout.
As soon as you said
up, like,
palindrome,
it's got Icarus rifle.
Now wait. When you tell me slowly.
All right, I'm gonna pull this up on my Ishtar commander.
Just so I could just
right
get
here.
Right into the mic.
Oh yeah, whisper.
Oh man,
sweet palindrome. Nothings into
so
his
this thing, right?
Yeah, baby.
This thing has got Sure Shot with Icarus, Rifle Barrel, and Rangefinder.
Oh, I love it, dude. Oh
so max range and great in-air accuracy.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's nasty.
I would love to have one. Oh, it's nasty. Really good. Yeah.
And I have you done any
real testing with Icarus post-patch? Because didn't they change something about the way Icarus worked?
No, actually, they gave scout rifles, and they took away inner accuracy to some of the hand cannons, and they gave scout rifles back inner accuracy. I don't think they touched the Icarus perk. I might be wrong, so don't quote me on that. But I believe that it's still there to hang out around with. But as a warlock, I find myself that I don't float as much. You know, maybe if I was a hunter, it'd be a little bit better. But I still
switch to that hunter life. Come,
I can't do it, man.
The fold.
I can't do it, man.
Can't do it.
I know. You need your sticky nades. Your sticky nade crutch.
I know, right, dude? Enough about me. What about you guys? How you guys been?
Another day, another complaint in the world of Destiny. I wonder. Did you guys spend any time on the subreddit today? There was a great post, in my opinion, that went up from a user named Quadigy. Oh my goodness!
Love that name, by the way.
He's a forum regular, and he just went into kind of a bit of a tirade about how he feels Destiny has changed balance wise, as you know, members of the community are known to do. And I thought he gave a really good introspective on the way Destiny is built as a highly mobile, very fast playing game. And like the sort of dichotomy of that with how fast the game played in year one, both time to kill wise and mobility wise, that mobility never changed. This is still a very fast playing game, but the time to kill is a lot slower than it was back then. And yeah, he just went into some of the details about what exactly's changed since year one and kind of echoed an opinion that I've had forever in that, in my personal opinion, House of Wolves was probably the best point in time for Destiny's PvP. I felt like it was never better than it was during that time period.
It was really good, in my opinion,
in terms of just snappiness and whatnot. And, comments got Destiny community-esque.
Yeah.
People who were a little bit unhappy with that. But it was just a really interesting post, got into a lot of details, and I gotta agree, man. House of Wolves, that was biggest time to shine for me in terms of Destiny. Glad to see Fallout agrees. That makes me feel better.
I feel like in House of Wolves too, there was, even in the PvE side, there was so much more to do. I feel like there was so much more. You had Raid, you had Prison Elders, you could go into the Crucible with Trials of Osiris. There was different avenues to get to 400. I feel like there was just more to do in the world of Destiny.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, we had like a very large pit. Well, it was the first expansion that really solved a lot of gripes that had been building up in the community for quite some time. Like, if we cast our minds back to how the Crucible progression system was, like, you hardly got any rep. You got very little in terms of rewards, if anything. Where are you going, Mega? Sit back down!
Get out of here with the balance talk. Yeah. Tired of that.
You know, so when House of Wolves come along, people were getting rewarded for their time in the Crucible, and that was a massive, yes, the Bungie are listening! And then, of course, the introduction to Trials of Osiris, and House of Wolves, if I remember correctly, didn't we have the Prison of Elders? That was all at once. So it was like, no raid. I remember Gathalion saying that on the live stream. No raid? God damn it. But,
oh, that was so weird.
That was funny. But,
I love him. Such a weird...
But it was like we got like a whole, you know, silver platter worth of new stuff to do, man. And it was the first call to answer a lot of the gripes. So
And we got weapon reforging.
That's exactly where I was about to go.
It was so much fun.
Yeah,
that was such a revolutionary change for salt. Yeah, everywhere. But you know, it was such a huge change for the PvP community, because suddenly you didn't have to grind it out for 17 years to get a god rolled weapon. You got a great gun. You got a matador. You could head right to the gunsmith. You could reforge it and match the meta. And, you know, a lot of people had a problem with that. I think the biggest complaint from those days was like, oh, well, everybody's running around with the same thing. Surprise. 3 years in, everybody's always going to run around with the best thing. And yeah, it's just with the way a lot of weapons worked. Blink. My fire bolts.
I used to be a blade dancer. It's just so weird to think about because, like, anyone who plays with me now, they're changed, like, okay, man. Fallout the Warlock, this guy. It's going to go Void or Storm. Which one are you going to do?
Yeah.
I used to be a blade dancer all the time in year one because Blink was, like, so good. And I loved Arc Bolt. I loved the blade dance super. I loved all of it. Quick draw. Yeah. I don't know. It was just incredible.
Weapon play was a lot faster back in those days, which is the thing that I miss. Yeah. I never really jived with the team shot meta, so I haven't enjoyed PvP for the past year and a half nearly as much as I did back during that specific era. Mm-hmm. And, you know, of course, it's not to say that there were no problems in House of Wolves. You know, we all remember the 111 ADS Thorn and, you know, Last Word and
I'm not
Fell Winner's shot package.
That was truly
problem, question mark?
That was truly when hand cannons were balanced.
Oh god.
Yeah.
Fun times.
And, you know, those are really the only thing that need to be, that in my opinion, really needed to be addressed back in the day. Shot package needed to be removed.
Yeah.
They could have just knocked down the dot damage on Thorn and just done something about the 111 procs on ADS, and I think they could have left everything else alone, and Destiny PvP would have been in a much more enjoyable place. But yeah, it was just a thread that went up today, and it brought back a lot of nostalgia. He started posting videos of like Poshy doing live streams back then, and watching it was just like, ugh. Look at the crispy blink strikes. Look at the crispy thorn shots.
Crispy everything.
So would you say the thing that people fondly look back on at that time, whenever House of Wolves is brought back for this template as PvP being the better side that it's ever been in, is it pace? That's the main thing.
Yeah, it was quick. Yeah.
Yeah, pacing's definitely changed. It's a slower, well, movement-wise it hasn't changed. It still plays as fast as ever. But combat-wise, engagement-wise, it's a slower game. Mm-hmm. You know, they basically cut the time to kill, or rather the effectiveness of a lot of specials in half, and they've been kind of continuing that trend for both primaries and specials basically since the Taken King went live. So yeah, you know, just the you used to have to be a lot more careful, and you could be a lot more dangerous with your pushes back in those days, because, you know, a 1v1 was a viable thing, and you could flank people even with the crazy radar we have in Destiny because you had a primary that was fast enough to kill them. And it's just a different game now. I still love it, but it's going back to that thread and watching a lot of those old videos from some of the top tier players from back in those days. It just brought back a lot of great memories.
Good call.
Anyways, I just wanted to see if anybody else read that, but what's going on with you guys, man? What have you all been doing in the world of Destiny? That's me. That's everything I've done. I'm sorry.
I could have let you go all night, man.
I'm never going to complain if Link is just talking.
I just get absorbed into it.
That's all.
Listen to the beautiful voice and then have
I can just talk about the Breath of the Wild for the rest of this.
Yeah, you asked me what's going on in the world of Destiny for me. I've popped in Destiny for a grand total of like 50 minutes this week because I've just been playing Breath of the Wild. That's it. That's all I care about.
That's more than me. I've been making videos all week. I haven't played a single game of Iron Banner. I haven't played Trials since last weekend. I've been making videos all week and I'm pooped.
Dude, nobody
the planet
knows
we don't
the
play
YouTuber
Destiny
life.
Podcast.
Yeah. Not out of choice, though. It's not like I quit. I fold. It's not like I actually wanted to play. I had a spot with Cammy and Cool Guy yesterday to play Trials and I literally sat down. I was like, right then. And then all the internet goes off.
Oh, God.
Wow.
So
well,
all I've got
message.
Is my 4G. I went to my ISP's website and there was construction in the area. So I was literally on standby to message one of you guys saying, one of you guys is going to have to broadcast this weekend because I got no internet. But it went back on around 9 o'clock last night. So
good. Excellent.
And that's my story. You know,
yeah.
I got nothing. So how is Iron Banner? Who's been playing Iron Banner and how is it being?
Laggy as ever. Like I feel like it's worse. Right, the war. Oh my god!
I broke my own rule.
I
went in without a fire team. It didn't go over well.
Yeah.
I broke my own rule. But when I went in with a team, it was fun. I mean, it's kind of. I'm still like lukewarm on the whole special meta thing. I love my hand cannon. I like that it feels good when I shoot. my palindrome, and you're like, oh yeah, crispy three tap, let's go.
Mm-hmm.
Mark another one down. And then you finally get ammo for your shotgun, and I load it up. I'm like, all right, cool. And then if I get kills with it, great. But it just sucks when, like, I turn around a corner and then fusion nade in the face. I'm like, oh, okay. I didn't want to use my shotgun anyway.
I'm sorry.
Throw that garbage right out the window. Like,
yeah.
Fusion nades. I love them, dude. I still love them.
They're fun to use. I'm not going to lie. They're hilarious. But, like, every time I get stuck with one, I'm like,
You know what's funny? I was just talking to Sweep the Legs about this, too. It's like we're both, you know, main Sunsingers. And he goes, like, the absolute worst thing is dying by a No Land Beyond when you have the first three shots on him and getting stuck in the face, even though you consistently stick people in the face. Oh, man.
You should know better, Neff. You should
be able to be stuck. Just.
God, I love No Land Beyond. I really love that gun, but I totally understand the hate and, like, the Bungie need to come in and, like, give it a quick fix, because I was doing trials runs with Funpo, and I was using, what was I using? Hawksaw, because I just felt like it. And I had this guy so dead, I was just laying on
dead to rights.
Headshots. I was like, dude, you're done. And I was, like, hitting him with the flinch, two headbursts, and he had, like, that much health. And
Ball already had his thumb on the B button to start bagging.
Dude, I was ready to go. And he just nailed me, and that happened, like, four times. And I was like, oh my god, like,
this is bullshit.
I can't, right?
True Vanguard did a really good video on how, like, it actually works. The flinch and everything works.
Mm-hmm. I saw that video.
Yeah, you guys saw it. I mean, in my opinion, you know, he was just saying it wasn't broken or anything. He's just like, that's just the way the gun operates. I think it's broken. I'm like, if literally, like, it still shoots even though the barrel's up here, like, it still shoots in the where you no.
Yeah, there's no contest for me. Like, there is visual flinch, but no mechanical flinch. That's a bug. All of the sniper rifles don't have that, and it was a specific patch came in to give sniper rifles flinch, and they forgot that one. Or they didn't do that one for a reason, but it still doesn't follow sniper rifles.
Did we forget something?
Broke. It's broken. It doesn't,
Is it broken?
It's broken.
No, they don't.
As we know, the good news about that is it's getting addressed very soon. They talked about it in the update a week or two ago.
I sweat more than anything, and the gun is banned there, so I don't really need to worry about it. I'll just let y'all deal with it.
Yeah. I swear it's safe. That's where I'm safe.
I swear. I cut off your perfectly good segue. I should not have done that. We actually have stuff to talk about, don't we?
Yes.
We do. I mean, should we start with the weekly update? Yeah, on Destiny.
I think we have something to talk about.
Game's dead.
It is dead.
Well, dead. Yeah, we have a weekly update to get into, don't we? And that weekly update says, come back tomorrow.
Yeah.
I love that.
Because we actually got two. We got two this week. Oh, hey, look. Little baby Neff. Whee! Hey, baby Neff.
Aww,
but we actually got two updates this week.
We did.
One basically said, come back tomorrow. We've got stuff to talk about. And two was the road ahead for Destiny. And now this was some real hype we got earlier this week. Let me go ahead and dive on into this. You'll kind of notice the theme of this week's podcast is nostalgia, talking a lot about things that were going on in year one, the way the game played in year one. And it's looking like we're about to get some really big stuff in the world of Destiny to kind of bring back some of that year one charm. Bungie officially announced what they're calling the final live event for Destiny 1, the Age of Triumph. And over, heroic pose. I'm with you, brother. And we're going to be diving into that just a little bit to get off all of the details we know right now. We know Bungie's going to be hosting a series of live streams for the next 3 weeks. One this week, next week, week after that, showing off different aspects of the Age of Triumph. I really actually don't even know where to start with this blog post. There's just so much kind of thrown in there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yet there's so little too, as well. You know what I mean?
Yeah. It's classic.
It's an appetizer.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
You want to tickle your palate?
It's not really an appetizer. It's like the bowl of, like, cashews they give you when you get a beer.
Maybe.
Yeah.
To get you ready.
You go to a fancy bistro where they charge you like $30 for a plate, and you're like, "Well, I'll get an appetizer," and they bring you down. And it's like just a tiny bit with like edible flowers on top of it. And you're like, this is what we get? This isn't going to satisfy me. Like, I could eat like 10 of these.
Does that come on a really large plate by any chance?
It does, yeah.
Of course. Of course.
Very fancy plate. Ugh. Well, there's plenty to talk about. We can kind of pick a little bit at it and talk about how we feel. Mm-hmm. The one that kind of jumped out to me, and I'm going to find where it is. Here we go. Okay, this led us to a decision that would enable us to serve both the game and the player's best interests. Destiny 1 power, possessions, and Eververse-related items and currency will not carry forward.
F in chat.
Press F. Rip.
Can I get a press F for respects? Because they basically just confirmed the long-standing question. Yep. Will all of our stuff transfer to Destiny 2? No, it will not.
Nope. None of it.
It is going to be a restart.
And like, I gotta tell you, mixed emotion, because a part of me is like, oh, like the last word gone, and you know, my fave Matador and Thorn and all that cool stuff that we've been holding on to.
Yeah.
Gone. And I am upset about that, because we've grown very fond of these weapons. You know what I mean? We have pieces of armor that we really like. And that's kind of sad. But at the same time, I think it's about time for a change. We've been playing the game for 3 years, and we really enjoy it. But we're focusing, I mean, a lot of people who I'm talking to who are really upset about it, like, we're focusing too much on the nostalgia getting left behind, which does suck. But there's a whole world of new crazy shit that we don't even know what it is. And there could be crazy awesome new guns that we don't even know about that, like, when we finally get a hold of the new game, we'll be like, oh my God, this gun is so good. Like, I'm so happy. I would rather have new everything than Bungie only giving us, like, 50% new, you know what I mean? Because then we're like, oh, it's a new game, but, like, half of it is just recycled old whatever, you know?
And I don't like that they're leaving away like all your emblems, your shaders, stuff that you've paid money into.
That is true. The last ones where you got me, the paid money. I have purchased like every single fucking emote in this game, and I know there's going to be more emotes in the next game. Just throw those ones in. How hard is it to just throw the emotes?
Yeah. I mean, think about like someone,
they should
versus
include
like
that.
Mega, you know, you've got the movie of the week emblem. Like, if for a normal person who just makes a montage, gets chosen for that, and then, you know, that took a lot of work outside of the game of Destiny to earn that emblem, and then now you won't even have it moving forward. Like,
it makes no sense. That all of the stuff that is literally a few megabytes worth of information that doesn't create any balancing problems. It's literally just a cosmetic. It's an emblem.
There you go.
It just makes no sense to not carry those over when the Destiny journey is supposed to be so long. So I think that's going to change. I honestly think that Bungie are going to be going,
it should.
Bad decision, okay? Yeah, we need to fix that. Yeah, bad move. So, it's literally just emblems. Shaders, shaders you could also apply to that, but it depends whether, I mean, are there going to be emblems and shaders? I don't think they'd ever get rid of that mechanic. It's like,
I would be shocked, right?
Yeah, and I don't think they'd ever misunderestimate or forget the nostalgic resurgence of guns that were loved in year one. So I think, you know, things like Last Word, you know, Suros Regime, they may make a comeback in Destiny 2 as a very, very special thing, and that would be great. That would be cool. That would be like a nice little, you know, flashback from the past. But when it comes to emblems and emotes and shaders, that stuff just doesn't make any sense at all, and I wouldn't be surprised if that whole decision is going to be reversed. You know?
It's two different conversations, you know what I mean? Like, the whole the guns and everything. Yeah, scrap that, because, like,
it's a
chance to completely start over.
I want new, fresh gameplay.
We can rebalance the game from the ground up. Like, we don't have to worry about, like, oh, how does this translate into, like, the new meta? If they can create the whole new game and shape the meta as they see fit, because they don't have to deal with, like, how does the last word fit into this new gun meta? You know what I mean? But with the emblems and all that stuff, definitely let everybody keep it, because they earned it. Like, they paid for it. And, like, you just feel very connected to all that stuff. If it doesn't have any effect on the balance of the game, then I feel like you should leave it there.
If they want silver sales.
Just imagine, like, Destiny, yeah, like, yeah. 4 trials, when people still have the year 1 emblems, you go, oh, these are the sweaty guys. These are the ones I've been playing the whole time. Like, yeah. I want that experience. I want to be judging cool. people based on their emblems. Like,
I'll be like, yeah, before. I'm like a year 1, I'm a day 1 player. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. There's like stuff that you can carry yeah, over baby. From
yeah.
year you know, 1. You know what I mean? Let us hold on to that.
Trials emblem, you know, like that you can't yeah. get now. If you missed a flawless victory for the first ever run of Trials of Osiris, back in House of Wolf days, you can't get that emblem anymore. You know, mm. like some of the ones, the Scarab and things like that, you can. I got that on Xbox last weekend. I was like, what? I didn't realize you could still get this. But things like that, the first Trials Flawless, nope, can't get that. And, you know, people who were stuck around and supported the franchise
exotic emblem.
Yeah, I just, mm. yeah, it doesn't really make much sense that for it to not transfer. And then Silver Sails. It's like, are people going to be like, should I buy this emote in Destiny 2 because it's going to disappear at the end of Destiny 2? I think that's going to hurt Silver
Sails.
Yeah,
they might be hurting themselves if they, you know what I mean? Because it's like, well, why bother?
I mean, I would still buy it because I think this is going to be current for the next, what, 3
don't say
years?
That story. You know? Say that you're not going to buy it. Say that you're not going to buy it.
But I don't think I would
I'm
spend,
never going to buy it.
I wouldn't spend the money that I spent in year 1 because I thought, yeah, there's no way this stuff wouldn't carry through the rest of the series, you know, because yeah. it's just like, it's emotes, it's shaders and stuff like that. Like,
fast forward to podcast episode 300, stories like, I never would have bought this year 2 yeah, dance if yeah, I knew it.
I quit well, this game. Fair, I'm done. Quit. I'm done. I fold.
They do address a little bit of this by stating, we are going to recognize the dedication and passion you've shown for this world. Specifically, the class, race, gender, face, hair, well, no facial hair for whatever reason, mm-hmm. and marking yeah. selections for all characters that have achieved level 20 and completed the Black Garden story mission will carry forward. You mean we also plan to award about? Those veteran accounts, yes, that with honors that reflect your Destiny 1 accomplishment. So if you're a day 1 player, you are going to get some sort of thing, probably an emblem or a shader or something to show that you've been around for the game.
Which yeah. you use but, lose yeah, in the know. Next iteration of the game. You know,
probably. Yeah.
I don't even know what my guardians look like because they're so ugly. I keep the helmet on all the time.
Congratulations. You can bring your fugly guardian to.
Does anyone actually want to keep the faces of any of their characters?
No. That would be the perfect time to restart everything.
There's no beards. I need a fucking beard on a character for me to feel connected.
Because that's the one thing that I wanted to change. In fact, at the beginning of this year, I was like, okay, character refresh, and I've slowly, systematically deleted all of my old, you know, like day 1 characters to start afresh just for the fun of it. You know, I thought, well, new game this year, it doesn't really matter anyway. I can play with.
Here's the only, you know, thing about me thinking how that might be cool. Like, if in the new Destiny, all the ways you can make your guardian look are completely different than what we have now.
And why would
that would
you
be the only
the old
I have
one
no idea.
If there's new choices, you know.
Well, I mean,
only
well, maybe,
for the standing out.
Yeah that's mm-hmm. what it. I was kind of thinking about. Like, mm-hmm. you see someone at the tower, and you're like, oh, whoa, they look really cool. Like, how did you get that? Well, it's a Destiny 1 player.
I wouldn't say there's anything in now, Destiny 1. I would be like, they look really cool. I'd be like, oh, they look different.
Oh, they look fugly.
What's with that stupid mascara crying paint on their face?
Huh? I don't think I've ever watched or seen anybody at the tower and be like, oh, wow, that guardian looks really cool. I never look at how a guardian looks. And if I do, they usually have a helmet on mm-hmm. or something like that. I almost like don't care.
I'm into guardian fashion. I saw a warlock in the tower on stream earlier in the week. This dude was glorious. He's the one guardian, the one warlock who found an actual use for the purifier robes, and it was just to look good.
Oh my god, dude, that is actually a beautiful looking chest piece. It really
beautiful.
Is
pretty fly,
just like the Astrocyte verse is absolutely gorgeous, and it's just useless. Just don't use it. You wear it for glamour. But you know, I guess I can't say I'm surprised. What was that?
So that reminds me. I watch a Fire Team Chat 2 podcast. Don't worry, I don't cheat on Planet Destiny podcast. But
good.
But I watch Fire and Fran. Their guy FM3. He's always talking about his fashion. He literally has like an outfit that when he or a set of armor that when he goes into the reef or the tower, he puts that set of armor on just so he can look really good.
Stunt on everybody, looking good.
It's like when I go dab next to
Glamour is the true endgame.
Yeah, this is what it is.
That's what it's all about.
I let my wife play once. I just want to say, like, all right, I tried to get her to play it. Not to say I let, because she just doesn't have any interest in it. But that was the only part of the game that sucked her in. She hated playing the first, like, two missions. And then she got in the tower, and she was just like, ooh, look at his outfit. And he looks neat. And she was just, like, following people around to see how cute they were. So there's someone out there who cares. Yeah.
Someone.
Yeah.
Well, like I was saying, I don't think anybody here is too surprised that we're going to be getting a character reset. I never really placed a lot of faith in them allowing you to bring forward a bunch of weapons and whatnot. It doesn't jive with them trying to create a brand new game experience. I hope we can bring some of, I hope we get some sort of emblems or shaders, because the shaders is probably going to be what I miss the most. Mm-hmm. I have a hard time going through life without my Midas being pure gold. But, you know, it's not really too much of a surprise. And we'll just have to see when Destiny 2 comes around. Thankfully, that's not the only thing they got announced in this. We talked a little bit about the Age of Triumph. Let's talk a little bit about what that is. It is the up-and-coming Destiny Live event. And according to some screenshots and what Bungie's shown off here, they're going to be bringing back and revamping quite a few things, including, finally, retro raids.
Isn't this all it's not confirmed
the
yet,
raid
right? It's all speculation.
It's not confirmed.
Yeah. We have to put that out there. There's going to be a book in there.
It's 100% confirmed. Guarantee. Bet my life on it.
Guaranteed it.
I will delete all of my characters live on stream if it doesn't happen.
Oh, absolutely. My God.
I think it's obvious. It's not confirmed, but it's kind of obvious that the signet, the emblem thing, the coat of arms has the symbols for all four raids.
Yeah.
So.
You know. They're showing a bunch of pictures of the Vault of Glass.
They were showing that. Yep.
And let me. There was a sentence I wanted to read. Right, here it is. Okay, so we're calling it the Age of Triumph, and we intend for it to be a fun and memorable celebration that will bring the first major chapter of our Destiny adventure to a fitting close. We'll look back upon the three incredible years we've shared as a community and look ahead to some final challenges and rewards that await you in the weeks ahead. They go on to explain how they're going to be showing off live streams of what exactly the Age of Triumph is over the next few weeks. First one is this week on Wednesday. Probably going to be at the same time. I think it's about 10 a.m. Pacific time, 1 p.m. Eastern time. And the picture for it is a Praetorian in front of the door to the Vault of Glass.
Allegedly.
Yes.
Allegedly a Praetorian in front of what is allegedly the door to the Vault of Glass.
He's actually having his passport photo taken at that point, and he chose that background off a roll of paper
To get him ready for Destiny 2.
Very convenient.
He's actually at Dwayne Reed right now with the backdrop, getting his picture taken for the passport.
But after that, so on Wednesday, March 8th, we've got the Age of Triumph reveal. So whatever it's going to be is going to be first shown off on March 8th. A week after that, Wednesday, March 15th, we've got the Age of Triumph weekly rituals live stream. And now for the picture for that, they showed us kind of a screenshot of the directory symbols. We see the symbol for the Crucible playlist, for the daily story mission, for the heroic playlist, for the Nightfall playlist, for what looks to be a House of Judgment sort of style Fallen emblem, and the raid emblem. I'm not saying it's
Black
retro
Link confirms
raids.
Brand new raid.
But it's brand new retro. It's brand new old raids. You know, we'll just throw that oxymoron out there.
What would make sense at this point is if the weekly would be, because imagine all the raids were going to be revamped. Would they, knowing Bungie and the way that they release the new content out, or like rehashed content, whichever way you want to put it, like nostalgic stuff,
It's Destiny.
They wouldn't blow the load all at once. I think we're going to see things in an incremental introduction. So maybe it would be Vault of Glass 1 week, and then you get Crow to Zen the next and so forth. What do you reckon?
I've no clue, but I'll take whatever you just offered, to be perfectly honest.
Yeah, at this point, there's like so little to do in Destiny that... Well, they could put out a book as if like they did with the Dawning or something, and people would eat it up just because they're so like hungry for content.
I like that. I like the idea of that story of putting out like one a week, because I just know it'd be like, really high. People playing Vault of Glass, and then Crota, okay, and then King's Fall, down here. Nobody's going into that playlist. You're going to struggle to find a King's Fall raid partner. I'm actually most excited, personally, about Prison of Elders / House Judgment, or whatever that is, being relevant light level again, because I always really liked Prison of Elders and stuff like that. I don't know.
I feel like you're in the minority on that one, bud.
I am. I'm in the minority of everything on this game, Nev, all right? The only thing I'm in the majority of is players who suck. There are more of us than there are of you, all right?
Hey, I still love you.
Beautiful. I love you, too.
I mean, I'm right there with you. I always enjoyed the Prison of Elders. You know, it's just a mini little Destiny Horde mode. Exactly. And it's seen a couple of revamps since its original unveiling back in House of Wolves. And yeah, you might be onto something when you say that this is a rotating playlist, because they talk about weekly rituals with the Age of Triumph. So that would certainly indicate that there's going to be something changing about the playlist that they showed off with whatever this live event is. And, you know, maybe it could be, I don't know, rotating modifiers in raids, or rotating modifiers in Prison of Elders, sort of like how the Challenge of Elders works, where it's different modifiers every single week. What do you guys think of that?
Actually, that'd be pretty fun, having a different modifier. I quite like that.
I'm ready for Story, the Fun Police, and I to start doing weekly raid fails. That's how I feel.
Oh, yeah, man.
We'll have to get you all in there too. At least Link, he can carry us. He's the only one who knows raids.
Well, it means more, more of us have to get involved, and that'd be nice, man. That'd be super nice. I'm thinking if they're going to do anything Prison of Elders wise, it'd be nice to go back to the kind of Skolas era.
That's what I like, is the Skolas.
Yeah. Skolas was like a pretty good fight, man. I mean, sometimes it was just too hard. You know, like it was ridiculous with the different burns on it.
I forgot for a minute who that was. I was like, the big guy.
Fallen guy, smelly, he's got a big head.
Real big head.
Okay. Hardest, quote-unquote, raid boss of year one outside of Spooky Crota.
Spooky Crota.
Less of a raid boss and more of a nightmare incarnate. But yeah, you know, I'd love a reason to go back and face down Skolas, maybe a SIVA-enhanced Skolas or something like that. There's tons of stuff that they could do.
I'm kind of hyped, like, no matter what. I'm just excited for
new stuff coming down
the pipe, you know what I mean? And I know how a lot of people really love PvE. And, I mean, I'm not one of those people, but, like, I'll play it with my friends. I mean, more
they're
of a
cute.
Crucible guy.
I think it's cute that people get excited for it.
It's so adorable. No, I'm just kidding. No, but
I got you.
Like,
there was a bit of a stank
because
like, those
it didn't mean to have a stank on it. Let's back up, shall we? Let's totally back up.
What do you mean?
I feel bad that there are folks out there who love PvE, but they haven't had anything to keep themselves going. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. They haven't had a lot of, like, when was the last time they had something new to play with? Was it the raid?
The raid?
Yeah.
Was that it?
Yep.
That feels like that was so long ago.
We got strike scoring. That's about
which should have been in since like day one, by the way.
That's something people have been asking for a while. But I'm excited that they have new stuff to play with, no matter what it is. I'm sure it'll be cool.
When I'm watching
bring back
Link's
the old raids,
raids on
so
Planet
cool.
Destiny on Thursday, it'll be a little more exciting now.
I actually tuned in, and that was a lot of fun to watch.
Wait, which one?
You were doing, I can't remember what day, but you were doing Vault of Glass, and I was like, I just haven't watched it in a while. I was like, oh, this is awesome, like watching Link go through.
Yeah, we do that every Thursday.
It's better if you join
Still a great time. We had a quadruple Mythic class drop.
Oh my god.
Four people
really?
Got it.
Holy
Quad
crap,
Mythic class.
Man.
And somebody got a Praetorian Fall, so that was like the best raid. I think I might have wasted everyone's RNG for the next 3 years.
Dude, that's where
that
all of Stories RNG
oh
is.
That's where it goes into that raid run.
That's all your rifle barrel ass loonies are.
I'm glad it's not
going
to
transfer.
You know?
I remember doing VOG, and I had gone for so long without getting a Vex Mythic class, and it was like, they were like, do you want to do one more raid? I was like, oh, I shouldn't. It's like 1 a.m. I have work tomorrow. And I was like, fuck it. We'll do it. Fuck it. And we go through and we finish around like, God, it must've been like 3 or 4. And I got the Vex Mythic class. I was like, fuck yeah. Fuck yeah. My girlfriend was like, will you shut up? Shut up. We have neighbors. You're being rude. And I was like, I'm so hype right now.
You got they're excited too. Fallout's neighbors woke up and they're like, he got the Vex Mythic class.
He got the Vex.
Nice.
I think I must have been the only person who was really disappointed to get it, you know, because back then it was my second ever hard mode run. I needed armor. more than anything. Armor.
I don't want this.
And literally, there was nothing. Nothing at the end. And I was about to say, oh, damn, screwed. You know, got screwed on the stuff. And then the mythic class drop. And I'm like, okay, that's cool and everything. But where's the armor? Armor, you know, and
Forever 29.
They had nerfed it. I'm like, they just nerfed that. That's no good anymore. You know, ungrateful I am. Oh, I'm so ungrateful.
How cool would it be if not only did they bring back the old year one raids, like updated, revamped, but they let you get the old gear leveled up.
Well, that's like, what we're hoping for, isn't it? Like,
yeah.
A year three Fatebringer, a year three Praetorian
the Vault of Glass armor was so cool, that like Titan helmet with the red Vex eye on
all
it.
All of those helmets, cool. The design on those was like bang on, you know. It's got to be coming back. It just has to be.
It's got to be. They can't bring back a raid without bringing back the gear you get from it.
Everybody watching right now, take note.
Bungie says, watch us. And they fucking just...
Now they just shove a bunch of Kuma Katok HC4s into every boss encounter. Don't do that, Bungie.
We didn't finish the calendar thing, did we? There was one more thing left.
So after the 15th, a week later, March 22nd, we have got the Age of Triumph Sandbox update live stream. We're getting another sandbox update soon-ish.
Nice. That's 6 weeks difference instead of 6 months. So
is this Overwatch? Are we playing a Call of Duty game?
Kudos to Bungie on that.
We're getting constant up balances. Yeah, you know, we're going to be getting our very first look at a new sandbox update. That quickly, you know, in just a few weeks. That, I gotta say, that's pretty mind blowing for me. Mm-hmm. Like Story said, we usually get these once every 6 to 7 months.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I don't mean to piddle on the pork pie, but I would think that this would be the last one.
Probably.
If the release date for D2 is the fall, then I would probably hazard the guess. I'm not going to say it's a prediction, but hazard the guess that it would be the final PvP sandbox change.
So unless, there was
a problem, you know, like Sunsingers could revive and slap everyone in the face double as quickly and the whole game
unlimited
of
revive or something like that.
That stuff.
But I feel like I'm happy that they're reacting quickly. We have another update coming. They're listening. They made a lot of cool changes that we're going to finally have, like the Scory change for PvP. Great. But I feel like the majority of people who I've talked to, and if you're listening at home, you could feel differently, but I'm just talking from the people who I talk to, they're kind of bummed out by the current state of the meta because the special ammo change is kind of too drastic.
Mm-hmm.
And they're trying to make some tweaks to that. I think they're doing the sidearm ammo change with this new update. Mm-hmm. And that's going to help a little bit, but not really a ton. You're still going to have people using sidearms in trials because having a little bit of ammo is better than having no ammo, and you're going to have a lot of No Land Beyond still. There's going to be Icebreaker in there, so don't get your hopes up. I mean, it's cool that they're bringing out the new update. I would be really shocked if they were like, okay, you know, we heard you kind of complaining and we're going to revert the ammo changes back to what they were. I'd be like, I would be blown away. I'd be really shocked if they did that. I think they're just going to make the minor couple of tweaks, which will help a little bit, but then we're going to kind of have to ride the meta out until D2.
Mm-hmm.
Prediction. I'm just saying, like, I'd be blown away. I'd be really happy about it, too, but I'm not going to get my hopes up because I don't think they're going
to. Fallout says guaranteed. They're reverting the special ammo changes.
You heard it here. Or he deletes all his characters on stream.
Bringing back shot package. You know.
All that confirms it.
That's kind of a scary thought because this probably is going to be the last big patch update. As a matter of fact, I think they say as much.
Yeah.
In this blog post, that it's going to be the last big update before Destiny 2. And what do they do in that instance? Do they roll back those changes? Do they nerf sidearms a bit and then just leave everything alone until Destiny 2 comes out? I hope not.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I mean, realistically, like they've got a lot to do, don't they?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That in light of the special ammo economy change and then the origins of how sidearms should work, those two are very conflicting, mechanics that have caused quite a lot of crucible unrest. And I don't know. Part of me thinks that even though they talked about it, was it last week? Oh, yeah, we're going to tweak sidearms and stuff like that. They did also mention that this is all preliminary and it's still in the pipes and things could change. Part of me thinks that I'd be quite surprised if they weren't actually going to fix it properly. You know, like either sidearms follow every other special. When you die, no special. Or they bring everything back that when you die, you will retain some special with each weapon, special weapon type. That would probably make more sense and seems like it would be less effort. You know, like all special weapons keep a little ammo on death.
A little bit, yeah.
I think
just
it would
sidearms keep more.
I think it would be really great if they changed back special ammo and people would be like, oh, well, then we just go back to what we had. Well, not really, because they didn't just only change the ammo.
No,
primaries feel great now. They feel really, really good. And not only that, they did nerf shotguns. Like, you have to be closer to get the kill more frequently. And the in-air accuracy of a bunch of primaries, it just feels great. I feel like if they changed the ammo back to what it was, I'd be A-okay. I think really content.
I think you'd still see variety. The special, the sidearm thing basically eliminated the special variety. And that's what it's missing at the moment, is special variety and the frustration of not being able to counter certain attacks and pushes, especially in Trials of Osiris. I think that most of the negative feedback about the special ammo economy changes comes from Trials being very particular now. I wouldn't say massively more slow paced or whatever, but like it's very particular now, and that doesn't seem to have been very widely popular in the receiving department, really. So I you know, like, yeah, they make mistakes, they make decisions that aren't necessarily, you know, make any kind of sense at the time and stuff, but like, I would be really surprised if that wasn't hit with the old bat a little bit more sensibly this time around, being as it could very well be the last update that we have PvP wise. No,
I agree.
I mean what you're saying was making sense.
Yes, I still don't. What you're saying is making sense that they should do it, but I still don't know if I fall into the I'd be surprised if they didn't camp, just because I don't know.
I'm with you, Fallout Man. I feel like if they had just even to touch on what Story's saying, you know what I mean? So like, if you were to die, you would lose some of your ammo. You know what I mean? Still keep the ammo coming in like every 60 seconds or even 45 seconds. You know, at that point, you lose ammo, but you still gain it really quickly. Keep the shotguns the way they are currently. I think the Crucible would be pretty balanced. I mean, I think it'd be really balanced at that point.
But then again, this was an elaborate like period where they were trying to force everybody to get used to using their primaries again, and then they're gonna bring special in, so some people will just kind of default into the new style a little bit.
If they leave hand cannons alone, that's fine with me.
Leave them alone.
Hand cannons having their initial accuracy back.
Coming to take my guns.
Coming to take your guns, man.
Well, the good news for that is that Josh is a hand cannon fan, so we've got that going for us, and I think he's responsible for the severe improvements that we've seen there. So as long as he's flying the ship, I think hand cannons are safe, boys.
Which is hilarious. Yeah. The fix was take it back to where it used to be.
Yeah. You know what? I want them to change it back just so our good friend Neff can go back to being a special snowflake.
I know, dude. I like being a unicorn, man.
Yeah.
Call it the Neff update.
Yeah. Pretty little snowflake here, and then Bungie was like, oh, what up, though?
I mean, it is funny, too, because I was streaming, I was streaming on Planet Destiny, like, the week that, it was, like, the week after, on the last map, whatever, the one on Mercury, the big sun in the middle. I can't remember.
Oh, no, it's,
Burning Shrine?
No.
Last week's Trials map.
Skyline.
There
it
is.
Yeah.
All right. That's Mars.
It was funny.
Boy.
It's like, I think it was a new person that was coming into the Planet Destiny stream. We had a good amount of viewership, you know, and you know, the title was kind of clickbaity, so it was pulling newer viewers in. You know what I mean? Trials carries. You know, anyway, and some guy was like seriously, straight up, and I've never been called this. He's like, "You're a meta piece of shit." I was like,
"Wow."
What? Oh my god. Literally
what has
changed
what has become
a single perk.
Neff, you either die a hero or you live long enough to see yourself become the meta.
Right? That's what's
right.
happening.
I
here,
like
dude.
That.
That's gonna be my new that's gonna be my new bio intro, dude.
Good. There you go. Yeah, because you're definitely the guy who swapped to sidearms. You were the big shotgun guy beforehand.
Oh, man, right. I love it, dude. I love it. I was like, this is amazing. Like, amazing.
We tune in next week, and out of spite, Neff is using, like, fusion rifle, auto rifle. Like, fuck.
You know what?
I saw a fusion rifle
a little bit.
In trials, that would blow my mind right now.
me and Taco and Zed, one of my other carry partners, we were running trials today. We were running... Three fusion grenades, two sidearm, an icebreaker, and a fusion rifle, like a fusion rifle. That's all he was running. He would just wait for it. He was doing pretty good with it too.
And you had one viewer on Twitch, and it was literally the devil.
Good.
Gotta conform,
this is
man.
Some
gotta
quality
conform.
Gameplay. I'm going to sub this channel.
Yeah,
you gotta conform, man. I wasn't streaming though.
Oh, okay.
He was still there.
Thank God for that.
He was still there. He was still watching.
Like, I feel like you would make, if you actually had fusion ammo, you would probably get some kills just from people not expecting it. They'd just be like, what the fuck? What?
They rush towards you with wormwood. You're
not prepared to counter that right now. It's the same way that whenever the fun police actually gets chaperone ammo, he can just put people down because they don't expect a shotgun.
That's literally what happened today. We did trials today, me, Mega, and Fun Police. We had a good time, didn't we, Mega? Did you have a good time?
Could have been playing Zelda.
Like, yeah. Who gives a shit about you? Get
yeah, exactly. Who cares?
Yeah, but it was funny because we were like, should we push now? And he's like, no, wait, I got ammo. And then you're right, they did not expect it. He slid in and got the chaperone kill, and he got the triple, and was like, wow, okay then.
Yeah. All right, it works.
What kind of sick bastard waits around for the ammo with a shotgun in trials? What kind of degenerate scumbag would play like that?
Just a camper, special
just
ammo
a dirty, terrible person.
Can't believe they would partner that guy.
I can't.
Yeah, seriously. Oh, yeah. He deserved
shout
a
out to
partnership.
Femi Shank. Yeah.
He's been working really hard lately. He's been streaming a lot.
Yes.
Yeah, good job to him.
Yes.
Good stuff, man.
We got this ungrateful kid to the lighthouse.
Hey, look.
I don't like the N64, overrated console,
all right,
blah, blah,
all right. Whoa. Now we're bringing shit back around in front of Link, and he's going to get upset. You see what you've done.
Good. Link's like, what do you mean?
I'm sorry, Link.
What
it
do you
is
mean?
Nostalgia-fueled love for the N64.
Those are some fighting words, man.
Because you're all filled with nostalgia for it, so you have intense emotions.
GoldenEye.
Is not
what
fun to play now.
Do you mean?
He totally didn't like Conker's Bad Fur Day.
I don't like Conker's
what do
Bad
you mean?
Fur Day. I don't think it's a very good game. I think it's filled with horrible frame rate issues and humor that's not very funny. And that's just... Oh, there's a giant turd that sings! It's hilarious! The poo-poo
oh my
goes,
god.
La la la! Oh my gosh, I love it!
If you get like an unfollow and an unfriend from Link, you kind of know why now, dude.
I know. Link's never going to talk to me again.
The great mighty Pooh.
Yeah.
I will throw
understand
it at you.
Respect. Put some respect on my name.
All right. Look, I'm just saying, I love a lot of games on N64, but my whole point was that it's a very nostalgia-fueled love on it because a lot of the games don't hold up that well, and there's not very many games on it.
Here's what I'm going to do, Mega, for you. I'm going to, in the near future, I'm going to break it out. I'm going to play all my favorite games for like minimum 1 hour, and I'm going to get back to you, all right? We're going to see.
Good.
I'm going to test it, all right? You know me, I'm going to go test it, okay?
Good. I think the purest test is to get someone who has never played like N64 games at all
borderline
and try
unfair,
to get
though.
Them. How
that's
is that
a
unfair?
Unfair?
A good game should be good still. If there's no nostalgia behind it, the game is good without you having any previous opinions on it. Like, if it's like, to me, the first burger you ever have is pretty good, but I can still admit that I've had way better burgers than that first burger. All right, we have done more with the burger than the first McDonald's hamburger I ever had, even though I loved it as a kid. That's all I'm saying.
Kind of a strange comparison, but all right, I hear you.
That's all I'm saying. Just trying to put it in terms for the layman, all right?
Wonderful. All right.
It's yeah. time.
It's oh, time. Yeah. Enough Q&A.
Is it time for Q&A?
It definitely yeah. is.
Okay, well, I've got one right here loaded in my Q&A gun, boom. And I'm going to shoot it all over your faces now.
Oh, my God. Hit me.
Yeah. This one, it's a group question. This is from David, Rena, Aiden, and Noah. Shout out to you guys. Hello. Is there any exotic weapon you feel is so consistently indispensable that you keep one on every character at all times?
Minor multi-tool.
Might have multiple.
So Neff's answered that one. We got the we're going up for the multi.
I second him. Okay. Yeah, might have multi tool.
Fallout.
I don't a multi tool.
You don't strike me as a guy that's gonna have a duplicate in your vault.
No.
I don't have duplicates. That's what I was going to say. What I do is every time I switch, I transfer my favorite exotics yeah. over right away. Like I transfer.
Same. I'm yeah. the same, but I've got my dad, who will have a G-Horn, and every exotic that he's loved. Lord of Wolves is his number one favorite exotic, and he's got that on every character. And I think he even has a spare in the vault, despite many conversations of me trying to tell my dad, you can just pick that one and drag it over onto your other characters without having to have five of them. But no, I lose the discussion every time. So yeah,
I usually transfer over my chaperone whenever I switch. Truth used to be there, but I mean now I don't care because it's just
one. Rip.
Yeah. And then for fun, I usually end up breaking out the NLB, which I used to do anyway. Before I'm not a huge user now, but I just like to use it sometimes before everyone shits on me.
You just like to have that option.
Yeah.
You like
yeah.
to have that option. You're like, I'm gonna transfer it over just in case yeah. you run into some really bad kids and I could just, you know, go in with a no land.
Exactly. It needs to be really bad kids because I'm awful with it, but I think it's a lot of fun to use. That's it, right?
Yeah. I like that we've progressed to the point in Destiny's history where using the No Land Beyond warrants you the title of scumbag. Didn't used to be that way.
One gun's journey. That's
yeah. When you nerf everything else around it, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
There you go. That's
very true. It didn't get better. Just to highlight the flaws. Worse.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I mean, like, no one realized it was broken until it was the only thing to use. And then when people started using it, they're like, oh, this is broken. There's an issue yeah. here.
And what does everyone say then? Nerf it. Nerfed everything else down. Now nerf it down. And we'll just keep pushing everything lower and lower.
That TTK is going to be 4 minutes eventually.
Dip, brother.
Right?
A 4 minute time yeah. to kill. You have to get a full 6-man team shot.
Every trials match is going to end in capping the zone because you can't kill them in time. That's what it's going to be.
Who has the most bubbles?
Yeah.
Destiny Fun Police, you're on my team today, dude. Let's go.
All righty.
Do we have another question in the gun?
Not in my gun. No, that was it. I don't want to steal the limelight.
Oh, it's a one shot gun.
It's a one shot gun. Yeah. Now it's someone else's turn to go bang.
It is.
Doesn't seem like it'd be very helpful in a fight.
Yeah, I was very unprepared, so I don't have a question.
Question in the Twitch chat from Skull. Hey, got a question for you. If you could bring one exotic gun from D1 to D2, what would it be?
Might have multi-tool.
Sometimes Chaperone used to be truth, but then they nerfed it, so I guess we'll just
would it be good though? That's the thing. Yeah. Like, could you take an exotic that you really like that's not so great and make it good again? If so, I'd bring Hawkmoon. You know, because it's still all right, but it's still
Fabian strategy.
Doesn't compete with Palindrome.
Just for everybody to be like, why did they take Fabian strategy?
Thorn or Pocket Infinity?
Ooh. I'd go Pocket Infinity if they had the original site. Yeah. You remember when they changed the site on it and you were like, why? Why did you do that?
I want original.
Screw the site change. I wanted to have 8 rounds in the magazine again. Mm-hmm. So you can literally just hold the fire button and get 7th column.
Trigger down and walk into the room with your eyes closed and just fire hose everybody.
There we go. If we can reach through time and bring back a gun in its original form, Thorn.
Vex. Make the class.
Bring me back. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
In its original form? Yeah, I'd bring that one back.
Oh, geez. Yeah. Yeah, I'd bring back House of Wolves Thorn.
I like that.
No, I wouldn't do that one. That gun was so annoying to go against, man. You could across the map, two tap somebody and just walk away.
This hey, yo, like, I like that sniper, two tap. Mm-hmm. Rip.
That's a sniper? Yeah, I realize. Yeah. That's cool. Yeah, that was definitely a sniper. You know what? I'll bring back the Ifrit spear and with my final round. Let's go.
Oh, no.
He's going for the hate mail all-time high score.
Nightmares. Starting off a trials game and just hearing in the distance.
It was even
right. Want to hear something funny? Do you want to hear something really funny? Okay, I had a final round LDR. Great gun. Holy cow. And it had the original armor-piercing round. Do you remember that?
Oh,
it
would go no. through
literally wall anything. Bangs. Literally anything. And I was effing around with final round because it's funny, and why not do it? So I'm at the beginning of the round.
I agree.
And I'm bleeding my mag. I'm so mad that I didn't record the clip, but I'm bleeding my mag, and I shoot a bullet out, and I got a kill. The bullet went through the map and hit some random schmuck on the other side of the map in the head, and I got a kill. And I was like, are you fucking kidding me right now?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. That's one awesome, of my dude. Favorite moments of all time, and I always get mad at myself for not recording. I guess I was like laughing too hard, but
I'm mad at you for not recording it. Right?
Yeah, yeah. We can't even be friends, dude.
Can't even do it. Can't even do it.
Interview over.
Done. Shut it down.
Okay.
Let's all right. I got a question here. Yep. I got another one. We cool. From I know this guy, Goku.
We all know him.
Actual Goku,
the star of Dragon Ball Z.
I know Destiny Goku.
Okay.
Do you guys think watching tournament play is fun for casual players?
Yes. I can answer this easily.
Yes.
Because I am the most casual here, I would say.
Take it away.
And
it's fun for
it
me.
It is a lot of fun. It's tons of fun to watch.
It's fun for me. Yeah.
Yeah. It's like, look at all these cool things they can do. Why doesn't it do that when I push the buttons?
Oh, it's funny. So I used to be a big Halo player. Surprise. You know, watching tournaments and stuff I loved it. You know, absorbing their tactics, their skill. I would actually obsess about it at some points too. That was the streaming. You know what I mean? Was watching tournaments. Even at school, to a certain point, I'd be drawing like specific like maps and different tactics on how to get people killed in Guardian, you know, on Halo 3 doubles or something, how to spawn trap or, you know what I mean? So watching tournaments, absorbing that skill, especially when I wasn't at, you know, at high skill like they were, I always just enjoyed too. Plus, you know, you got to learn the meta. You got to learn the secret jumps. You got to learn how to ninja, you know what I mean? You learned all those tactics from watching all those tournaments. And, so I'm not even a casual player. I would... more invested, but I would definitely say, yeah, Farcox tournaments, tier one, man. Go watch.
Yes, absolutely.
Well put. And there's some going on right now. If you go to pvplegends.com, they are doing the Destiny Championship Series, which is ongoing, and all the top teams have now, I think, officially qualified. We had the last qualifier this weekend, and I think they happen every other Saturday for, like, 6 weeks or something like that. There's some fantastic teams going on in there. Obviously, the big boys. I am God Squad, Bomb Squad, Kittens, Primal. I managed somehow to squeeze my ass in there on Ninja and Ramblin's team, Hotel Palithornia. That's the official team name. Love it. But check it out. Go to pvplegends.com. And if you're new to the tournament scene, if you just want to like watch it, I agree with everything that came out of Neff's mouth forever. He's totally spot on. It's really entertaining. Give it a watch. Yeah. You'll be entertained. You'll learn something, and it's really cool. Good question, Goku.
You learn a lot of callouts too watching those tournaments.
Oh yeah. You know, I kind of wish Bones was here because he would have a great opinion on this. They talk about it on Crucible Radio all the time. One of the best ways to get better at the game is to watch better players.
Yep.
Watch what they do. Watch how they approach situations. And you learn a lot about how to do callouts, how to manage your space in the game, which is super duper important. It's always a great experience to watch high tier play. I love doing it. I spent 2 hours earlier today watching House of Wolves tournament play. So yeah,
man,
that's gonna really help you crying. Get better. I think
get crying. I was weeping.
Dude, years ago, Link. This might take you back. When I was trying to like learn to get better at melee, so long ago, I was trying to play Falco. And I was watching combo videos by Zoo. Do you remember Zoo?
Yeah, Zoo, yep.
I was watching his Happy Feet Falco combo video like over and over. I was like, dude, this is awesome. Falco. I'm like taking notes. That ain't Falco.
There's a good question in the chat. Evil Swedish Chef, how do you think something like Trials may evolve in Destiny 2?
I have some thoughts on this too.
Do share.
I feel... to keep a bit more competitive, there should only be one of each subclass in Trials. It locks you in. Yeah, so like, there's no switching back and forth. Or, you know, obviously if you're on a team of three, you can only have one Sunsinger, one Stormcaller, one Voidwalker. Not three, you know, yeah. Sunsingers.
I'd be rooting for that, because I think most of the really annoying games that... folks play, this is not just myself, this is from watching other people stream the game as well, seem to be when they come up against three Night Stalkers, three Sunsingers, three Strikers. So I don't know.
Stack teams.
Yeah, that would be interesting. Like, I know that's like a very kind of more team-based, you know, like Overwatch did. That could add quite an interesting element, I think.
The first rule that they came up with when they were trying to devise the rules for like Farcog sweat play. That was like the number one. It was like, yeah, we don't want to, because it's irritating. You know what I mean? Like, everybody just goes, back then it was like everybody would go Sunsinger. You know what I mean? And firebolt everybody or whatever. But that's actually my favorite rule that I've gotten like accustomed to in competitive play. I really like it. Like, everyone has to, you have to kind of like plan in advance. Like, okay, who's going to be this, who's going to be that, who's the Striker Titan, are you going to be like Nova Bomb, am I going to be Nova Bomb, what's going on here? It's pretty fun. I would actually probably welcome that change if they brought that to Trials.
See, I like the idea, but just thinking from the masses point of view, I don't know if that would discourage even more people from ever trying Trials.
Yeah.
Because if you're trying to load in and you're like, I can't even be, because there's probably so many people who just casually only play one subclass.
Yeah. They're like, are you kidding me? Like, we can only have one, but it's my favorite class.
Yeah, and
like,
that's the only thing
I class I know.
I feel bad.
Yeah. There's a lot of casual, I mean, but a lot of people already don't go in, so I don't know if it would affect it that much or where the balance lies in that. But I personally would really agree with that choice too, because I think it would be more fun. Yes.
Good question.
Mm-hmm. I like it.
That's just one of the things. I mean, there could be massive amounts of change to Trials to make it evolve for Destiny 2.
Yeah. I mean, the question would be as well, do you reckon there will be a Trials for Destiny 2? But I think that...
Yes.
Yeah, there has to be. It's been so popular, amazed. And it's what...
Yeah, that's like the game type.
Yeah.
That was what kept literally the game alive.
Yeah.
Like, every time you're on Twitch on the weekend, the top like 20... 50 streams are like, free Trials carries, you know, come on in.
Yeah, every weekend for the past couple of months, we've been having 200,000 plus unique accounts logging into Destiny on weekends to play Trials. It's far and away pretty much the most popular game mode in the game right now. So yeah, there's no way they're getting rid of that.
Might be called something different, but it could,
I got a question for you right here. In the gun on your face.
Shoot all over my face, please.
Bring it back.
Shoot all over my face.
After hours.
Hit me with that
podcast.
Hot question.
Okay. Question from LF Gaming. Would you like to have big team clash control in D2?
Yes.
Damn, Link, that didn't take you long.
That did not take him long at all.
I have been wanting a faction war style game mode for a long time.
Are we talking like a PvE PvP mixture, kind of like Warzone? Or are we talking like
Warzone
a 16? Yeah,
I
like,
was thinking
we talking
like
a 16-on-16 kind of thing.
Yeah, I was thinking like big team battle from Halo. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
That's what I was thinking.
Mm-hmm. I would take both of those though. I think a game mode like Warzone in Halo 5 would work well in Destiny.
Oh, yeah.
I'm down with that. I like the idea of having a little bit of PV in there for like the scrubs like me to feel like they're contributing in some way, you know? Like,
yeah.
You go kill the hunter. I'll do the actual work over here.
I never really enjoyed big team battle in like Halo 2 or anything like that. It's just never been my game type. But I would like for there to be a reason to have these giant maps that we have a few of in Destiny for like no reason. I don't know why a map like Bastion or First Light exists without more players being able to play on
it.
Seriously, yeah. It's just boring. Like, those are boring maps right now. So I would like it if we had more. Even for my own needs as like machinima making, I would love the option to have more people in a fire team. So I'm very pro big team myself.
Yeah, you know, I think that could work. You know, I've talked about the idea of sort of a faction wars game mode, where you just have a bunch of big teams all representing different factions: New Monarchy, Dead Orbit, Future War Cult, going into battle, and So a big team deathmatch sort of thing. We kind of have that in Combined Arms. I could see a more streamlined version of it. If we had something like Warzone, I could definitely see that happening, you know, where they pepper in some PvE enemies, maybe some PvE events where it'll spawn a boss like the Blade of Crota or the Wolves or something. Yeah, I think that would be cool. Bungie or
Destiny
is the kind of game that will work in.
Can you imagine the Fun Police going in with like 16 Defender Titans? And it's just bubbles everywhere.
Infinite bubble strap. It was a thing in Combined Arms.
It really was, though.
It was.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Ugh. I'm thinking about those 16 the same subclass teams.
That just goes back to that Trials thing. You know how annoying it is to go against three Defender Titans?
Yeah. So just imagine. Oh, my God. It'd be awesome.
Oh. All right. Well, I got maybe one more?
Yes. One more.
I'm very pro. Okay. One more, and then I can go play my Zelda.
Question in the Twitch chat, why not? From DJ, basically. Are all primaries balanced right now, or is there a weapon type that stands out?
Sidearms? Sidearms and sidearms.
And hand cannons.
I think that's a pretty good primary.
Yeah, it is a good primary.
Yeah, sidearms. Primary.
Second in line in hand cannons.
No. Legitimately, I think that hand cannons they outclass everything right now.
By a long shot.
Yeah. That initial accuracy shot is just so strong. And then the damage drop-off isn't as great as everybody thought it would be. I mean, like, it's significant once you get out there, but it's still, like, it's so easy and crisp to follow up a second shot regardless of how fast you spam that trigger. They're definitely in a strong place.
I think maybe get away. Oh, I'm sorry, Story, go ahead.
Oh, no, I mean, it's interesting. If you go and play good players on a map like Widow's Court, try and use a hand cannon. Those good players aren't using them. They're using scout rifles and pulse rifles, and you're going to get taken apart. So I think it's really map dependent. Like, unfortunately, most of the maps in Destiny are all CQC. So that's the big thing. But like, when you start playing the larger maps, like, and you're trying to go up against this. A good player with a scout rifle and a hand cannon, you're going to get taken to pieces.
I mean, that going into that, how many maps are, you know, not
that's the problem. Like, we've got Widow's Court. I mean, Skyline, if you stick outside, if there's no objective that has to pull you inside, but yeah, we've literally only got a handful of maps. But that's like, but in terms of like weapons being like super strong or anything like that, if it's map dependent, then that might not necessarily be solved by messing about with the weapons itself too much.
Yeah.
You know,
but it's probably, I mean, it's too late to mess about with the maps. One, so
way too late. I mean, it's just because of how you move. You can move really quickly. You can skate, surf, you can like triple jump up and down. Like, it just, you can navigate the maps really, really quickly. And because of that, that's why hand cannons are just crushing it right now. Like, there's a couple maps where you can get away with using a different weapon, like maybe scout rifle, maybe a pulse. But the majority of the maps, if you're not using a hand cannon, you're probably going to get torn up.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I haven't seen too many
people. I use a sidearm, though.
you use can a get better away with last sidearm. Word, basically.
Because, like, sidearm has a really good time to kill, too. And you can flinch people, and you can jump in the air and spam it and all that. And again, the maps are tight enough where if you can move around them in a way where you fight up close and personal, you can get away with a sidearm because that's where they shine.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Now, Fallout, I know you've done a lot of testing with damage fall off on hand cannons. Do you know the point at which, say, a palindrome that hits 62 range starts experiencing significant damage fall off, like the 20 to 30% drops?
No. I haven't gotten that far, but like,
what good are you? Honestly. I mean, what are you here
no
for?
Good. But
it's beyond 40, 50
meters. It's just
meters,
ridiculous.
Isn't it?
Yeah, it's really
far
useless. Out. I was like, playing trials and I was reviving, I think I was reviving Mega, and I was right by the Mohawk, like halfway through the Mohawk, I think, and there was a guy way back at indoor tree trying to hardscope me, and I'm holding the revive paddle on the back of my controller, and I'm literally just pointing and shooting, and the guy keeps poking in, and I'm not even like strafing, I'm just standing still shooting my palindrome, and he walks in and gets headshot, and I was like, this is ridiculous. I don't even need to try. I was so far out, but yeah. TLDR, hand cannons.
There you go.
For the win.
There it is. Right,
there you go.
There it is.
That's primary.
The whole podcast summed up in
that's
one
just how it ends. Yeah. We all just say hand cannons and then we get really
and
quiet.
Yeah.
Nod.
And
you just
Link, do you want to fashion well us done. Up a really nice outro for the old audio version of the podcast and
well,
the video?
Right. Excellent. Yes, sir. Well, ladies and gentlemen, that is going to be it for the Planet Destiny podcast, episode 111. We've got a lot of good stuff to look forward to. Again, our first look at the Age of Triumph is going to be this week, March 8th. Bungie's going to be having a live stream at 10 a.m. Pacific time, 1 p.m. Eastern time. Cannot wait to see what this is going to be all about. But that's going to be it for us today. Big thanks to Mr. Anthony Neff for joining up on the last minute notice there. Excellent to have you here, sir.
Dude, thank you guys for inviting me. I'm always honored.
Right on. It was great to have you here to chat things up about the way the game has changed in this this new hotfix environment, or rather, I guess the way it hasn't changed much at all. But right on. Where can they find you? What do you do?
I stream here on Planet Destiny. You can find my own Twitch at Lord Neff. My YouTube's at Lord Neff. My Twitter's at Lord Neff. I was smart enough to nab it all up. So Lord Neff anywhere. You're good.
Right on. That man does a lot of PvP stuff. Do we all want to plug our stuff? Or am I just going to do the story thing and say, hey, it's all on the Planet Destiny channel.
Do it there.
For the rest
it's
of
simple.
Us.
Yeah, there is no need time. To plug everyone. YouTube.com/ball.
Why would anybody need to know that if you go to YouTube.com/HuskyRaid, you would find great content. Destiny Cops, great original machinima.
I mean, only dance videos, really.
Whoa.
Right on. For the rest of our channels, head over to the Planet Destiny YouTube page. We are lined up all on the right. That's the quick and easy way to do this. But all right, ladies and gentlemen, thanks so much for tuning in to episode 111 of the Planet Destiny podcast. We will see you next week.